This is Ian Plessid at Red Hill in association with Benz Collectors Records and Guildford Dragon News. I'm here with manager Tristan Rees after a disappointing 5-1 defeat at Red Hill. They're a good side, but I think we've contributed to our own downfall, especially in that 2 minutes after 8 minutes. Just really not with it, are we?
No, they're bad goals to give away. You know, the performance today didn't deserve that, but if you give top sides, obviously the goal head start like we have there, it's going to be a long afternoon, but the boys have got to take full credit. They stuck at it. The desire and commitment was top draw, and we played some good stuff and we caused them a lot of problems. But like you say, if you give them 3 goals like we have given them and not made them work for it, then like you say, you're going to be on the end of a defeat.
Second half we did play a lot better and we did actually give them a scare. I know it was only for 9 minutes, but we got that goal back and they seemed a bit of a disarray, but then 2 really quick goals again has completely thrown us, haven't it?
Yeah, another silly mistake. And you know, and this is the problem, we're playing well and competing with the top teams for large parts of the game, but it's just the individual errors that are costing us. And you know, that's down to us. You know, we pick the players, we pick the team, but I don't want to be pointing fingers at individual. But you know, we're here, we know the problem, so you know, we'll deal with it. But the players were excellent today. In the new boys that come in, Jack and Shane, you know, they're a real asset for us. Today, Shane got a brilliant goal. I thought Tolu coming back into the side was excellent. Midfield, I thought we dominated for large parts. I mean, Glover stepping up playing there was excellent. So there's definitely a lot of positives to take for today, and you know, moving forward to the rest of the season.
Good game on Wednesday, fingers crossed with the weather. I mean, that's a good chance to bounce back. Another home match where we will try to look to get at least something.
Definitely. And you know, the boys will take positives from today, you know, and the positives from the Napier game. And you know, we're nearly there, we're working hard, but like I say, little individual errors at the wrong times giving us a mountain to climb. But I think, you know, you saw it today, Ian, you know, definitely positives there to take forward. You know, I thought we played well for a large part, so you know, positive.
Due to many different circumstances, we were quite low on numbers as well anyway.
Yeah, one of them weeks, you know, everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong. We've got illnesses, we've got a bloke stuck on a coach in the middle of France, we've got people with injuries, you know, we've got people with prior engagements which they've had booked for a long time. So yeah, probably 7 or 8 missing, but that's not an excuse today. I thought the 11 that played, you know, have deserved to get their chance. Like I said, it's a good chance to get the new boys in, and that's definitely not an excuse, but you know, I thought the boys again would take credit from today.
Thanks for coming out.
Cheers, Ian.